And it's basically a very simple house, you know. It's kind of, you know, simple, the way they used to build houses, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
although I haven't seen a house like this very much in El Paso.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we decided that we saw some pictures, of course, lots of books and things like that, but
mm-hmm.
These are expensive, all of these big old pools.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, you know, we're gonna go for the type of house that we had decided on. Actually, it was me who decided on it. But Harry liked the idea. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, and we decided to keep it kind of rustic, you know. And even though that's not too good an idea, really, you know. But it's all right.
It's nice.
It's, but you see, it doesn't have the, the big windows make it cold. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
there are things about it that if we couldn't have lived in this house in a cold climate, or,
mm-hmm.
you know.
What kind of windows would you have to have in a cold climate?
Well, actually, we have storm windows here. We had to
We
had to put storm windows up.
Oh.
We didn't put, when we built this house, I don't know whether they, yes, I think they did have double pane windows. They did have, you know, the good windows to it, what do you call those, you know, that are two panes.
Double pane, I guess?
I guess, that's the only thing I can think of, but, we said, well, we'll never need that in El Paso, you know. And so we just had them put. And I tell you, we about froze to death in this house in the beginning. And so we decided that we just had to have. So we've got double windows out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it works? Keeps the cold in?
Yeah, well, and it's kind of a nuisance, you see, because you've got four windows to open and you open.
Oh.
And you've got two windows, but
yeah.
But it's, you know, you get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now I know we've had people call us who are in the business, you know, and I know about several years ago, Harry was still alive and you know, walking around and everything. He said, well, you know, didn't you, in fact, we had lost, we knew these people were out of business that we got them from. And he said, wouldn't you like to get rid of those windows and don't you hate them by now to, you know, and get some, let us, in other words, replace them with the regular windows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no way, I don't think your windows would be as good as these.
No.
So, I don't, you know, so anyway, that's...
Mm-hmm. How are residential properties divided from one another in El Paso, in the neighborhood?
Well, I suppose by the cost of homes that...
Oh, but I mean physically, physical dividers.
Well, I don't,
In some places they have fences, but we really don't have a lot of fences here.
Well, they do have, the valley doesn't have fences, but they're starting to build them. I noticed when we first built, came here, there weren't, people didn't build fences.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they, and rock walls were just absolutely... Because El Paso is a total rock wall city, you know.